with the ringing of that bell. We're back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. It's good to have you in class this morning. You want to get your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah chapter 35. We're studying the prophet Jeremiah in these series of classes that we're having at this time. And he was a colorful preacher and used many interesting illustrations. And he wants to illustrate to Israel the importance and the desire of God for them to be faithful unto Jehovah, and they would not do it. Jeremiah uses as an example the Rechabites. Now we're going to read about them in Jeremiah 35. And these were a people that were faithful to their fathers, particularly in regard to drinking wine. Their father had said, "Drink no wine." And when Jeremiah offered them wine to drink, they refused the wine, being loyal to their father. Well, God wanted his people to be loyal to him in that way. And so Jeremiah uses the Rechabites as that example. We'll be reading that in just a moment from Jeremiah chapter 35. Until we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Wouldn't it be nice to have an evening in the week where you can sit down with others that love the Lord and study the Bible together? Well, that's what we do on Wednesday evening in the meeting house of the Rock Cliff Church of Christ. And you'll enjoy those studies. We call it Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies. And we send a publication out all the way from Biola to McMinnville called House to House, Heart to Heart, that is just filled with good Bible studies. And that's what we are using to guide us in our studies on those Wednesday evenings. You come in and take a seat with us, and you will be welcome. And it's a discussion-type class we'll have. We'll have a little devotional right at first, and then the children will go to their classes, and then we'll have that discussion period on what the Bible says. You can either sit and listen to the discussion, or if you want, you will be free to take part in that discussion with us. And we do this because we love our community, and we know that the knowledge of God's Word is going to bless everyone that will receive that knowledge and act upon it. Now with that, I want to return now to our regular studies here. Jeremiah chapter 35, and the example of the Rechabites. Jeremiah 35 and verse 1. The word which came unto Jeremiah from Jehovah in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, saying, Go into the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of Jehovah, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Hasmoniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Jehovah, into the chamber of the sons of Hannah, the sons of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Masenia, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the threshold. And I set the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build houses, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land wherein ye sojourn. And we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he charged us, to drink no wine in all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyards, nor fields, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Jeremiah 35 and verse 12. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and say to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to hearken unto my words, saith Jehovah, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, and unto this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, and ye have not hearkened unto me. I've also sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now, every man, from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. For as much as the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith Jehovah, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, and they have not heard. I have called unto them, but they have not answered. Jeremiah 35:18. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. So as the sons of Rechab and Jonadab were faithful to their father in obeying his instructions, so God wanted Israel to be faithful to him, and God wants his church to be faithful to him. He wants all of us to obey his commandments and to do what he says and to follow his word and to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. And as Israel would neglect what God had said and go following after idols, God does not want us to neglect what he has said in his Bible and to go following after various other religions and human philosophies and man-made ideas, but be faithful to him according to his word. And that was the message that Jeremiah was trying to teach Israel. But now let's return to our Sunday school lesson. E.A. Elam wrote a Sunday school lesson about Jeremiah that centers in on Jeremiah chapter 26. The Sunday school lesson was for the Sunday schools of May the 25th, 1924. And in looking at the explanatory notes, we're going to be talking about a time that Jeremiah was arrested. And we're going to begin Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 7. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, came this word from Jehovah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Stand in the court of Jehovah's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in Jehovah's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word, that it may be they will hearken unto me, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of their evil doings. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, if ye will not hearken to me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets whom I send unto you, even rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And the priest and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. Going to Elam's notes, we read this. The facts recorded in this lesson occurred in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim. God sent Jeremiah to stand in the court of Jehovah's house and teach all who came from all the cities of Judah to worship. This was a public place, and many people could be reached in this way. Jeremiah was not to diminish a word of all Jehovah had commanded him. That which he said was very unpleasant for the people to hear, but he must say it. If the people would hearken unto him and turn from their evil ways, then God would stop the evil which was coming upon them. But if they would not hearken unto God to walk in the law he had set before them, to his words which he had spoken through the prophets, then he would destroy the temple of Solomon as he had destroyed Shiloh, and would make Jerusalem a curse of the nations of the earth. Priests and prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. It's interesting he mentions Shiloh. Shiloh was the place where the temple used to stand, but the temple was no longer there. The tabernacle, that tent, that tabernacle they carried through the wilderness when they came into the land of Canaan. They pitched it at Shiloh, but that tabernacle was no longer there. Now the temple was in Jerusalem, but he says, I'll make you like Shiloh, meaning just as the tabernacle was no longer in Shiloh. So if they would not turn to the Lord, neither would the temple remain in Jerusalem. Now we read about Shiloh in Jeremiah chapter 7, and let me read that chapter to you. Here it says, the word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Stand in the gate of Jehovah's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of Jehovah, all ye of Judah, that enter into these gates to worship Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust you not in lying words, saying, The temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute justice between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow that shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your own hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers from of old, forevermore. Jeremiah 7 in verse 8, Behold, ye trusting lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and said, We are delivered, that we may do all these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah 7 in verse 12. But go now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I caused my name to dwell as I did at first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith Jehovah, and I spake unto thee rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened, and I've called, but you answered not. But we'll continue this in another class.